It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. It's time for our forecast. Ladies and gentlemen, the man with the mic, Pat Pagano.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad it is Friday.
TGIF.
Yes. And how's everything by you today?
It's okay. Skype updated this morning. I was a little worried that it wouldn't work after it updated, but it seems to work fine.
Yeah, I guess, you know, they don't keep radio in mind when they update. They update at ungodly hours thinking most people are sleeping. And there's not a problem, except for me and Marshall and 7 other million radio people that are up and getting things ready for the show in the morning.
Now, I have a question for you from one of our listeners, Pat.
Okay.
It's from another Pat, Pat O'Connell.
Okay.
Hey, Marshall and Pat. We have opening day doubleheader travel game on Sunday at home in Patterson starting at 1. Do you think that they'll get them in?
This is on Saturday?
This is on Sunday.
On Sunday at 1?
At 1, yep.
No.
You think it's going to rain on Sunday at 1?
I definitely think it'll be raining on Sunday at 1. I think most of our rain will come midday Sunday.
There you go, Pat. Sorry about that.
You know, and Patterson, he's not talking about Patterson, New Jersey, right?
No, he's talking about Patterson, New York.
New York, right. If it clears, it probably won't clear till after 3 or 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So, and that's after that. But in the meantime, we have showers in the area right now as we speak. Pittsfield's some showers, Kingston, Middletown, and everything is moving from west to east. So, scattered showers, cloudy, mid-50s today, tonight. Some showers, mid-40s tomorrow, hazy and warm. Maybe a shower. If you had the races tomorrow, you'd have a much better chance. 65 to 70. Cloudy with showers on Sunday, 50 to 55, and then sunny and brisk Monday, 45 to 50. Tuesday looks equally as nice, I think. A mix of sun and clouds with highs of about 50.
So that means, really, basically, if I'm going to get my car washed, tomorrow would be the day.
No, because it's going to rain on Sunday.
Well, that doesn't matter. I've got to get it washed. I had the dogs in it the other day. I got to get it washed and get the inside clean and everything like that. So.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you could do that. And there's not going to be a lot of rain. If we get a quarter inch, quarter to a third of an inch on Sunday, that would be, I think that's the max.
And that's just coming at the wrong time for that ball game. That's what you're
saying. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Okay. Yep. Yes, yes, yes. And that's it. Audio sounds good, right, Marshall?
Audio sounds very good.
Okay, so we're good in that department, and everything is quiet here. Did my yoga class yesterday, late afternoon. That worked out just fine. It's getting more and more advanced as we go through it. But then again, this class has been together. Most of the people in this class have been in this class as long as I've been there, which is about 2 years. So the teacher continues to take advantage of that, and she keeps on, getting more involved in harder stuff. But I do enjoy that, and I can tell you that when I come home from yoga, usually that night, which is a Thursday night, I sleep very nicely.
See that thing where that woman that did yoga, stretched her neck, and she had a broken blood, she almost died?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was this?
That was in the news just the other day.
Oh, I did not. No.
Yoga. Let me see. Yoga. Neck. Problem. Let's see if I can get it up here. I don't see it yet. I heard it on the news.
Okay.
But.
Wow, and you don't know where she was from, do you?
No.
No. Interesting.
Yoga neck. Blood. Let me see if this brings it up. Okay, woman tears neck artery, suffers stroke from extreme yoga pose. Woman tears neck artery, suffers stroke after extreme yoga pose.
They didn't say what pose it was, did they?
She was from Maryland.
Maryland, okay.
Wow. She had a carotid tear. That's like getting a tear in a car accident. And then she suffered a massive stroke.
Well, our teacher always tells us, we're about to lay down and you have to let your head hang backwards. You put a block underneath your shoulders. And she always tells us, if you are not comfortable with this, just lay flat on the floor.
Well, she was,
tells us that all the time.
After it all happened, she went back to yoga. She was one of these type of yoga people that you see doing like their upside down and around and stuff like that. So
right.
So she was doing extreme yoga.
Oh.
As opposed to your laid back.
Regular yoga. Okay.
But still, how about that?
That is interesting. Very, very interesting.
I just thought I'd pass that along so you know.
Be aware of it, yeah.
This is the reason I stay away from exercise, Pat. When I hear stories like this, in my whole life, it's scared me away from exercise. I'd much rather take my chance with a heart attack.
But I hear, everything has got to be done right. And she is very, very cautious, our teacher. She really is. And she always tells you, do what you can do. If you can't do this, go as far as you can, because a lot of times you'll say, okay, now everybody, we're sitting on the floor, so you'll say, okay, now bend over and grab your toes. Now some people can't do that. And she said, if you can't grab your toes, just go down as far as you can till it's comfortable. And she always, always says that. So, and thank goodness, so far so good. But yeah. I can tell you that in the 2 years that I've taken yoga, from day one till now, it's incredible. I wasn't able to hardly stretch when I first started the class, and now it's not a big deal at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Humpty Dumpty. I want to sit on the wall, and I don't want to fall off.
I got you. I'm the rubber band for now. And that's it. So nice, quiet weekend, everybody. I hope you enjoy the mild weather. And I will see you next month, Marshall.
That's right, next month. And you won't be watching movies this weekend, will you?
Yes.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, why'd you say that?
I figured you'd be outside tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow night I have a few friends coming over to see the movie we did last year. Did I ever send you a copy? I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I have to remember to make a copy and send it to you.
All right. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. So I'll speak to you on Monday.
You got it.
All right. See you next month, Pat.
Okay. Bye-bye, Michael.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.